some of that doctrine is over with our nation. So, you know, on the practical side of things, he suggests that when one is in the pruning season, tell me if I'm saying this wrong, when one is in the pruning season, so especially if one, you know, prunes, has a pruning program, in other words, one does this deliberately planned, you know, according to a calibrated pruning schedule. So so usually that's when the tree, when the wood, of, apparently the quality of the wood of the tree is affected by, right? By the process or by that stage in the year when people prune. So he's suggesting that there may be another practical sign, in addition to all the other issues that we discussed, the halakhic issues, you know, the opposite nature of zomer and noteya, whether Eitzim is subject to katsira fundamentally, and so on and so forth. He's suggesting that dafka zomer v'tzorach l'Eitzim for physical reasons may require tzorach l'Eitzim, because always, whenever you do katsira in the rest of the year, or in a different context, it's always, you know, presumed, stam, that it's tzorach l'Eitzim. But because of the quality of the wood is in deteriorated state at this point, so you need the tzorach l'Eitzim to prop up the katsira in terms of that. Then, of course, it wouldn't matter if that were to be true. Then the interest in zmira per se would not be important. It would be katsira for the eitzim during pruning season. Okay, that's number one. Number two is Yaakov mentioned to me yesterday. I talked about vacuuming the air, out of this person's range. So you know that would be like a shola dugim and a yam according to the Yerushalmi. So Yaakov pointed out correctly that there still may be a difference, and that is in the tzura of what you're doing. If the issue is simply separating, the living organism, I wouldn't say being, because of course first and foremost plants, but the living organism from its organic environment or its life-sustaining environment, so then how you do things would be irrelevant. But it's still possible that katsira is when you take the organism from the environment, rather than when you empty the environment of its nutrients or of its sustaining force, and you leave the person where he is. I think that's a good point. Before we convict anybody who does such a thing, not only for Retzach and Netilas Neshama, but throw in the added Malach of Kotzer, that's definitely. No, okay, but he's right. I mean, that's something that needs to be considered as well. The tzura of kotzer is always when you do the when the focus is on the taking of the organisms away from, rather than the taking of the atmosphere or environment from the organism. That's an interesting hara. And then Michael also made a suggestion, which maybe we'll have a chance to pursue a little bit more if we do. He seems to ask me whether or not there's a special relationship between Zoreya and Kotzer. So originally, when he first asked me the question, I thought he meant, as opposites. And that, of course, is something that we discussed a little bit in Zomer, the Tzorach L'Eitzim, as well. Zoreya and Kotzer. In a way, Zoreya and Kotzer are opposites. In one case, you're stimulating growth. And in the other case, you're terminating growth. You're not doing it because, you're a negative personality, you want to terminate growth. You're interested in the object, and therefore the only way to access it at that point is to terminate its growth. But in that sense, the Zoreya and Kotzer are opposites. He was suggesting a more complementary relationship, and that is that the ultimate purpose of Zoreya is for the object to reach its maturity and to be used. So in a sense, Zoreya is for the purpose of Kotzer. The point between all of this, I think, is dual. Number one, in the question that we alluded to, is it necessary that something be zorua for it to be kotzer? Can you have zoria without katsira or katsira without zoria? Of course, the issue of hashrasha, I still think that could be an independent question, but maybe it's one issue. The other issue might be an overlapping question. It's the question of tzorech or other issues that affect overlapping. If these indeed are complementary blocks. So that's something to consider in both directions, and I just mentioned to him that in Shvius, it may not be coincidental that the only two malachos that are daraisa are Zriya and Katsira. Okay, so that fits into this idea of there being a special relationship. And being highly developed in homiletics already, so Michael suggested that there's another link. Yeah. So I wanted to let him say it because. Okay, but anyways, it's an interesting thought. Both in the opposite vein and in the complementary vein, the relationship between Sri and Katsira is something to look at. Yeah. No.
I think Rashi, I'm not sure where it is, but Rashi was talking about what the Salisha from an Atsichena novel.
Yeah.
So he says that you have to be closer to me, not so because we are told. So.
Well, yeah, that's what we learned yesterday. That's the Rashi about Lav Hayna Ravise. That could be what that's what I was alluding to before. Can you have a what is the relationship between Katsira? And I think Michael mentioned in that connection. I think that's one of the things he's trying to explain. I alluded to it, but I think I didn't say it as explicitly. Namely, when Rashi says Lav Hayna Ravise means that that's not Iker Mokom Gidol Zera or Zriyoso. So I think in the Shir we said that it could be that that establishes a Shalom Kederach for the Katsira as well. It's one possibility. Or that it's not the, even though it's in a different aspect of the development, even if there is no relationship. Or it could be that Ikar Makomo is important for, plays a role in Katsira. It's not just Shalom Kederach Katsira, but Mokom Gidul, I'll elaborate this today, but that's obviously a place where we're going. But if you say, I think that these two points could be correct, even if there's no relationship between Zriya and Katsira. But I think if there is a relationship, a complementary relationship especially, either relationship, so then the question of Mokom Ikar Zriya, or Kederach Zriya, playing a role, let me say it this way. If it's Mokom Gidul and it's Akiras Gidulo, and this is not really Akiras Gidulo because it's not Mokom Gidulo, I think it can go either way. If it's a question of anything along the way that Shalom Kederach constitutes Shalom Kederach for this later phase, I think it can go either way. But if you were to argue that, why should Derech Zriya affect Katsira, then saying that there's a link between the two makes it easier to understand. Which I think is what you're saying.
Yeah.
I think what Michael is saying. And we'll get back to that maybe, but that might be a fruitful thing to say. In addition to that, again, this question of is there such a thing as Akira? Let's say Zriya is defined by Hashrasha, but you do Akira, Akira Sazera before Hashrasha. Would that be Katsira even though it wasn't Zriya? Or more likely, in the opposite case, let's say according to the larger group of Yachronim, we say that Zriya and Nechel Shabbos is simply Nesinas Zera Bekarka, but the Hashrasha, but maybe you still require Hashrasha for Katsira. As far as that question is concerned, the relationship between Zri and Katsira, either as opposites or as complementary processes, is also important. So both of those issues and the overlap, I think there are three areas. Kedarko of Zriya does affect Katsira, per se, overlapping, and this question of, does it have to be Zarua to be Katsira? Is any Zarua Katsira? I think there are three areas where it's definitely suggestive. And I'd say the example of Shvius is something to look at as well. Certainly it's not a coincidence. We're talking about, Gidol Ha'aretz, Shvius Ha'aretz. In any case, yesterday we'd spent a lot of time talking about Kolev, and Shola Dagim Minayam. We're trying to pin down and isolate different components of Katsira to figure out whether it's Mechubar, is it Palush, is it Mechubar, is it Pisuf Yenika, is it Gidule Karka, is it Mokom Gidula, which is my personal favorite, I'll get back to that. I think it's more subtle, but I think it's actually more accurate. What exactly is it? Is it simply taking something away from its organic or original environment, even if there's no transformation or impact? That the Yesh Omrim of Rashi. So there's Rashi's Yesh Omrim, there's Rashi's critique. There's, again, also lurking in the background, this Minchas Chinuch idea that Kotzer is everywhere. Almost a Kotzer paranoia on behalf of the Nefaskinuk, it's in the Tinas Neshama, it's in Goza, it's in Cholev, everywhere you look, Kotzer. Okay. Or not, the Shem Malacha is really quite different. So we discuss the case of Cholev, the case of Sholeh Dag Manayam, then we discuss the question of Sholeh Dag Manayam when it's still reversible, very important, and then the question of Tlishas Mechubar when it's reversible, or when there's no piece of kinika yet, and but that depends on certain technical questions, whether it's a new mechubar, an old mechubar, or return to the old mechubar, or it just depends on whether or not we care about yinika versus mechubar, whether we care about the maisa or the totsa, and so on and so on. These are the issues that we discussed yesterday. Then we noted that there are several other cases that are very challenging and very important to this issue. And we're in the middle of the sugyas on Kuf Zayin Amud Beis through Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. It's really a crucial Tzadihei Amud Aleph is an important sugya, and Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, Kuf Ches Amud Aleph is an important sugya, and Pei Aleph Amud Beis is also an important sugya. So these are the gemaras that we want to continue with today. Okay, so let's look at the other cases. I think we're up to Shalom Dagam Leyam we did. I'm sure there's more to say about it, but for the moment, it's been done. What about Kuf Zayin Amud Beis? So let's again, let's continue with that. Yitzi, go ahead. So we're up to Hoshud Yado Lemei Behema.
Hoshud Yado
Lemei
Behema,
Bedada
Ubar,
Shebe Meyaha. So this is a very strange comparison, one would think, right? We're talking about destroying the Uber Bameimo, and the Gemara is saying, well, if his Mivihigi is Keshusa his Mivihigi, which is not actually Mechuba Lakarka, is Okra Dabra Migidula, then this is Okra Dabra Migidula too. In one case, you're talking about a chai, an animal. In the other case, you're talking about things that grow from the environment, from the ground, whatever it is. But we're talking about a tzomeach. We're not talking about an animal. What's the connection? There could be the connection is a loose connection. It establishes that kotzer goes beyond the classic. Case. The classic case of Kotzer is Oker Dovar Migiduva Tzvua Ba'aretz, which is all the above. That's how we started it off. We started off by saying, there's a Maisa Katsira, it's Makom Gidulo, it's Makom Mechubar, it's Pisuk Yenika, it's irreversible, it's all those things. And then the question is, are all those ingredients necessary, or maybe only one, or maybe three? Right? So the Gemara here is saying, Ubar B'Me'imo, that's a classic. Oker Dovar Migidulo, as long as you can extend Oker Dovar Migidulo beyond, let's say, a Mechubar Lakarka. And how do we know that we can extend it beyond Mechubar Lakarka? From Hizmi Vihigi. That could be the shot of the Gemara. In which case, the Gemara isn't necessarily saying one more than the other, but at least it's an expansion of Kotze. Either way, the Gemara provides us with several important cases. Hoshud Yod Lamei Behema of the Dildel Umar Shabneah itself, the Gemara seems to conclude that it is Kotzer, remarkably, even though it's not even Sameah. But then the Gemara also has that the Tolish Keshusa Mihiz Mimihigi is Okadavar Mikidulo is Kotzer. And then the Gemara continues, go ahead, Omer Abaya, Haimande Tolish. That also is Okadavar Mikidulo. And then the question is, if that's true, namely, the more you remove from the actual karka and still consider it to be kotzer, the more problematic becomes the distinction between atzitz nakuv and atzitz shein. And nakuv, that becomes a key player here as well, a key factor. How do you make this distinction? The answer is, go ahead, Nasser Baboshia. So that's the magic... sentence here is Ravise, Lav Ravise, what is that? So again, it turned out to be about Kedera,
or other things, then, wow, the Gemara really is expanding. The Gemara is saying that fundamentally, Atzid Shein Nakruv would also be Kotzer. Okay, so we have essentially Atzid Shein Nakruv, which is not Kotzer, but because of Lav Haim Arivi Say. We just don't know whether that is some essential, you know, difference, or it is more, again, you know, technical. And then what we do have, though, is that Putra Miyuri Dechatzva, Peshusani Hizmi Vihigi, are certainly Kotzer. And as for Hoshi Gyoda Lamei Behema, the Gemara seems to say, if you just read this Gemara and no other source, you certainly would think that it is also Kotzer. In which case, it's not only Someach, it's even Chai, and without any connection, even, you know, some sort of general Yanika Minakarka would be enough. So let's analyze each one of these quickly, but let's analyze it. So, okay. Again, the Minchas Chinuch is very happy with Uvar B'Me'imo being Kotzer. Makes no bones about it. He says, even the people who seem to reject it, as we'll see, like the Rambam, it's because Kotzer is everywhere. But really, you do violate Kotzer. Now, what do we have in Uvar B'Me'imo? We have Yanika, and we have Mechubar. Of course, on the surface we don't have Gidule Karka. The Minchas Chinuch says, well, according to the Rambam, you do. We discussed this yesterday. Because his view of Mefarek, Tolu Nadash, including Choli V'Chovel, is that Adam is also Gidule Karka. So it's even Gidule Karka. Just it has a different meaning now, so. It might just be a question of semantics. But okay. As opposed to Dagun, let's say. So, according to the Minchas Chinuch, is happy with the Gemara Kipshuto, and that is the Gemara Kipshuto. The Rishonim disagree. Who, Yitzi? The Ramban, number one. And who else? Well, the Ramban and the Rashi, just really pretty much repeats what the Ramban says. The Ramban says it is the Tilas Neshama. Okay, and the Rashi, I'm sorry, also the Tilas Neshama. And who else disagrees? No? Who else? Anybody else? The Rashi. How do you know that the Rambam disagrees? Yeah, the Rambam puts in a Perek Aleph, Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Aleph, which is the Tilas Neshama. It's perfectly clear. Who else disagrees? Yeah, which Tosas? Correct. Tosim B'choros Daf Chafeim and Aleph, what does he say? No? Gozes, correct. That Yochayiv Mishum Gozes. Okay. The Tosfos Reed also disagrees. Why do they all disagree? Ramban, the Tosfos Reed, Tosfos, whether it's Gozes or the Tilas Neshama, what's the reason for their disagreement? Yoach? Exactly. It only is Begidu, it doesn't apply to Balei Chayim. The Rambam says that too? No. The Rambam just has it in Tilas Neshama, but the Rambam doesn't ever say that it's because Katsira requires Gidulei Karka. The one who says it most clearly is the Ramban. Ramban actually has several fascinating things. Donnie, what does the Rambam add to this discussion?
Applies
only to the Karka, not to the Chayim. Okay. Here, Kuzayin on the base. Right? Kosheli, Hagozes, Vitolish, Kanaf, Minaov, Kashain, Chayim, Lomachayvino, Lutar, Kichad, Bishimoker, Dabra, Nigidulo, and one Mishim Gozes. How does he know that? As the Akronim point out, how does the Ramban know that? Gozes, the Tolesh, come up from the oath. Kishen Chai. Ramban says, all there is Gozes. And Lucas Kinuch says, how do you know? Every Gozes, his coats are also. That's not a very strong rhyme. Right? It's just, the Gemara doesn't say that you're Chai, you shouldn't coat say. But that's number one. V'chein, a notel sarov, it's Tziparnov, Usfamo, ein v'hem mishum din oker davar migidulo, d'lechayv tarti. Alma ein mishum oker davar migidulo, we told that the coats are elevigidule karka. Even if in those cases there is there's no coats there, it doesn't prove that the reason is because of lack of migidule karka. There could be other reasons. V'hochan ali mashma, Bibakolos. I'm sorry, yeah?
It's the second, but the Gemara and Aindalandi says that if you're Polish, Temer Min Ha Oof, then you're Chai Shalosh Chatos. And none of them is for.
Okay, right, that's one of the rides.
I'm saying the Ramban, is referring to an explicit Gemara that almost couldn't be clear that you're only Chai once.
Okay, but just, for, you know, for the record, the Minchas Chinuch takes on that Gemara and says, okay, good, you know. Because those are more. I'm not against Ramban. I like Ramban.
I don't know
if
that point. I am. Okay. Screenshot a claim against Ramban
Okay, it could be again. Polish Tzemer also maybe it's a little different. Could be Kalaka Yad in terms of the coats apart, as opposed to some other.
No, Minha'ot. That's what he's referring to. That's the Gemara is talking about Minha'ot.
That's
Ramban referring to Minha'ot from the Gemara and Dog is about Polish Minha'ot.
Tolish Kanaf Menoch also. There might be a difference between Kanaf and Semer. Oh, okay. Right? I thought the Gemara is Semer.
There's first Tovet Semer, and then right. Tolish Kanaf. So he's referring to the second piece of the
Gemara. In both cases, it says Chayiv Shalosh.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So the. this is Ramban's argument. Notel Sa'oro Tzitarnov Sfamo. In any case, the Ramban says only Bigidu like Karka. Of course, it's more problematic is the next line of Ramban. Okay, well, let's say this first part isn't problematic. It's just not mukrach, but it's definitely suggested. Hakadami mashav b'chorus. Why is that problematic, Dani? Well, that per se is not such a terrible thing. The Gemara does that there too, and it's really from that Gemara. But if you look at Gemara b'chorus stuff, chapeim and all, what impression do you really get? Yeah. Why? The Gemara says. Right. At best, the Gemara originally thinks that if it's not gozes, it's coats there. And the only reason that you would be potter, if you'd be potter, is because it's bishalokadera. Or, in the end of the Suga, because it's darosheino niskate. Right. But the simple reading of the Gemara in Bechoros is that the Gemara thinks that, you know, it's not giza le'inyan. It's not Giza, and therefore you're not Chayiv on the Kadshim side of it, in terms of Bechor. But you definitely, on Shabbos, if not for the problem of Shalok Kedera and Eino Miskabein, you should be Chayiv, Mishum Kotza. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. As the Marit al-Ghazi points out, he says, I don't understand what the Ramban says, that the Gemara Bechoros is a Raya for him, the Gemara Bechoros is a Raya against him. The truth is that the Ramban, in Bechoros, himself, basically says, and now that the Sugya is over, let's forget about this implication that the truth is, let's forget about this implication that that this would constitute kotzer. If you look in Hilchos, one of the reasons to learn Masechet Bechoros is so you can learn Hilchos Bechoros, the Ramban and the Marit al-Ghazi in the back. Here somewhere. They put it all in the back. Okay. It's Yud Kesem Aleph in the back of the Gemara. So he has a whole discussion here, and then he says, "Afilu Hachi, Kiven the Maskana." The Tolish Mishum Gozesu Lo Hava Mishum Oker Davar Migidulo. Who told of the kotzer? Ella tolesh minakarka. I will call the tolesh with balechayim. Mishum goes into the mekayim belchod. Mishum ochi kavik orche kagon ov chayim. Mishum goes in. Vilav orche abe melacha kalacha yadu pater. Apagav the havik orche lach or davar migidulo. The hilkach kivin the goes in. Shori lemitlash from the ov kodem shkita. The vaday kivin the tzarich lemitlash the kul lebasav shkita. Amayla tolesh mekam shkita kam the tzarich. Okay, the basic point here, the Ramban here is very, very important. Again, we'll discuss it more fully when we discuss Gozes, but the Ramban here is debating with the Rambam on a certain point. What's the issue, Eliezer? On Yom Tov. Can you pick up on that yet? What'll happen, Daniel? Can you pick the feathers off before Shechita on Yom Tov? You can do the Shechita on Yom Tov, and then after the Shechita, you would be able to clear whatever feathers are necessary to get rid of. So can you already do it in advance? I guess it's easier to do it in advance. So the Rambam in the Hilchos Yom Tov says absolutely not, because until the until after the Shechita, there's no Tzorach Ochel Nefesh. And the Ramban says you could. So basically, the Ramban Shechita is based on several assumptions. Number one, that Geziza applies Bein Min HaChayim, Bein Min HaMisa. And therefore, it's the same halacha before or after. That's a huge machlokes of Rishonim, which we'll still get to. Right? If the Baal Chai is dead, is it still Gozes? That's assumption number one. Assumption number two is that if there's going to be a heter of the same malacha after Shechita, then there's already a heter before Shechita. That's a malachas ochel nefesh assumption. Whatever you want to call it, if it's hutra dechuya, or whatever you want to, again, I don't want to get into that right now. Some years ago we were in the debate, so we discussed it. The Rambam says that Rambam may think that's wrong too. Right? You have to, when you reach a point of tzorech, so then there's a heter. Just because the same malacha before and after doesn't mean that you can already anticipate. This is part of a larger issue, whether you can anticipate heterim. Okay. That's assumption number two. The whole thing would be undermined if there was also an issue of katsira. Because if the Geziza, you could say it's Geziza before, it's Geziza after, you can do it after, you can do it before. Once it's Katsira, which doesn't exist after, because once it's Mace, there's certainly no Katsira, the Tulahama. So if you believe that Shlishas, Kana, Fortzemer, Minachai is Katsira, so then this whole heter goes out the window. That's why the Ramban is so focused on this discussion. But the Gemara Bechoros really seems to be saying that even if Tlishas Tzemer or Kanaf is not Geziza, Leibin Bechor. Right, it still might be Asur and Shabbos because of Katsira, unless it's Dov Shein Miskaven or unless it's Lav Ki Urche. So the Gemara seems to say that it is Katsira, so the whole Ramban Heter is thrown out. So that's why the Ramban says what he says here, and that is, well, the Gemara and the Maskana seem to say it is Giza. Kiril Maskana Kolesh Mishum Gozes, Lahavim Mishum Okadavar Migidula, do told to the Kotzer. Elatolish minakarka. So that it's only the Havamina, but the Maskana will decide it's Geziza. So somehow implicitly, once it's Geziza, it's not Katsira, or you don't need to establish that that's the basis of the Iser. So we have a Mesorah of some sort and say that Kalisha's Kanaf or Tzemer is a Malach on Shabbos. So until we thought it was Geziza, we thought it had to be Katsira. Now that we know it's Geziza, there's no reason anymore to think that it's Katsira. We can go back to the default assumption that Katsira is Okradav or Megidula. Is that what he's saying, or is he saying if this is Geziza, then it certainly isn't Katsira because they're mutually exclusive? One is Lachayim and one is Lebalichayim and one is Letzomeach, Megidula Karka. I don't know. I'm not sure why, just because the Maskana is that it's Geziza, that automatically that precludes it also being Katsira. Unless, right, you want to say what Tzvi was saying before, it's based on the Gemara and Shabbos. Right? And if you want to harmonize everything, so what is Geziza is not Katsira. Either way, It's one thing to say, according to the Maskan of the Gemara, it's not Katsira. It's another thing to say that this Gemara in Bechoros, Hokanami Mashma be Bechoros, that the Tonish Tzemra be Bechor, the Tonish Lava and the Gozes, who connect the Beyond of Mutter, the Leis, the Shimok, or Dover, the Yidula. The truth is that when the Gemara says that you would be Potter, Kiyosa, of the Shabbos, it's clear at that point in the Gemara that it's either Mishum Kalach Yad or Mishum Dover Shein Miskave. The Gemara quotes Dover Shein Miskave. But the implication is that otherwise, there would be Kotzer. So this is a Tamua Gedola for Ramban. That he says that there's a Raya from the Sugin. To say we can live with the Sugin Bechoros is one thing. To say it's a Raya is something else. And indeed, that is the partly the attack of the Marit Al-Ghazi. So I'll read part in a second. The Ramban goes a step further. V'od, v'vadai kotze v'dash travayu v'chad gavne gomri l'hu minishkan, ki heichad amin rabban en dishal b'gidule karka, hachanami amin v'vadai en katsira l'b'gidule karka. So again, if you're any sensitive reader of a Rishon can understand that this is a big statement, and one which is open to question. Just because you pass in the name Disha or Ein Imur, Ela Bigdulei Karka, does not prove anything about Katsira. The Ramban goes further, about Fila Rav Yehuda, Efshe the Moda B'Katsira, the Humanish Mina Karka. Right? Not only that, there's a debate about Disha, whether it's Adafka Bigdulei Karka, but when it comes to Kotzer, Kula, and everybody's going to agree that Kotzer is only Bigdulei Karka. Okay. Again, that's important to remember when we get back to Tisha, that there's some affinity between them, that it's a dinu gidule karka, but the Rambam never mentions that Katsira is dafka bigidule karka, as we'll see. The Rambam doesn't believe that ubar b'meimo is Katsira. That's true. But he never says the words ein Katsira le bigdule karka, although he does paskin in Tisha le bigdule karka. Again, according to the Ramban, you could say, because in one case it's a machlokas, and here it's the kula alma, maybe. But it wasn't the kula alma, at least according to the Havamim of Bechoros, that's for sure. Either way, the reason that Disha may require gidule karka may have nothing to do with Katsira. So that's an important formulation. The Tolish of Balachai, Bechal Gozins, who I wouldn't do with our Gemara. So basically there are two Gemaras that are problematic. One is the Gemara Bechoros, unless you say it all turned to the last minute, and the other is the Gemara here, which never seemed to have changed. Hachikama. Apagav, the high ubar, leis bay, dididay, neshama. Kivin dikidulo, toli benishmas imo, haokro, misham, no tal lishmaso mimenu. The lav miyam rab sheshes bigidule karka came? So again, how do you link the Gemara if it's not even midin kotzer? And according to the Ramban, it never even was midin kotzer. The answer is there's some other subtle common denominator that is being employed here. Namely, if this is Nitilas Neshama, and Ubar is fascinating, it's all right. Ubar is not a Nitilas, is not a Neshama, so where's the Nitilas Neshama? The idea that Ubar is not a Neshama is a topic in its own right. To say that killing an Ubar is not murder for a Jew, for Benoach it could be murder, but, or for Benoach could be charged for murder for denying potential life, it might be another formulation, but for a Jew, an Ubar is not a person, and therefore there is no murder, although it's a big Easter. To say that there's no Neshama is sensible, but not Mukhra. But the Ramban here says it very clearly. There's no Neshama. So where's the Netzilas Neshama? The Ramban says you can expand the definition. Netzilas Neshama doesn't have to be the Neshama of the Ubar. It could be separation from the neshama of the mother. Kim di gidulo talid nishmas imo haokra nisham notam nishmaso mimenu. Very fascinating. Again, the things that that Rishon has come up with, in context of other positions which they've taken out of strong conviction or proof, but then this is obviously a very radical idea, but that would constitute Mtilas Neshama. And what does that have to do with the Gemara? That's what Rav Shesha said too, because Keshusa mehizmi mehigi shenikasa poli behizmi. It's interesting. The way he understands the case, which might help us as we move forward, is that the pisuk inikaso migidulei karka, the hizmi behigi, is the source of the yinika, or the chiyus, of the keshusa. But the keshusa apparently is not, according to the Ramban, viewed as imbibing directly from the environment of the karka. So is that considered oker davar migidulo or migidule karka? If in kotzer, hizmi vihigi's connection to gidule karka can establish kotzer, then in Netilas Neshama, the Neshama of the impact of the Neshama of the mother can be a basis for Netilas Neshama of the Ubar. So the Ramban has been, because of this position that he's taking, has been mechade several things. Number one, Neidisha L'Bigdule Karka, then certainly Kotzer. Number two, you can define the Tilas Neshama this way, even though an Uber doesn't have a Neshama in his own right, it's still called the Tilas Neshama, denying him the Yanika from the Neshama of the mother. Number three, the assumption that whatever would be true in Tilas Neshama in this regard would be true in Kotzer. That's also not necessarily true. And of course, this understanding of the case of his Mubihigi, which we'll get back to in a couple of minutes. Then he concludes, the Rambam agrees with me, Vaharaya, that he put it in Parakin Aleph. Then he adds, Umasha Kosov Yerushalmi Parakal Gadol, Rabbanta Kesar Namr Mahayim, the Tzad Nuna, the fish. The Chol Dover Shehum Babdila Mechiyusa Kai Mishim Kotzer. Right? So, obviously it's not Gidule Karka. So he says, Lo Osa Kishitasa, the Gemara Dilan. Right? That's not. That's not the Masorah of the Babli, that's the Masorah of the Yerushalmi. There's no way to combine these two things. Okay. That is the position of the Ramban. And I say the Ramban here is consistent with what he says in Bechoros, and not only that, but what he says in Bechoros and what he says about Gozes, also in Shabbos, same idea, is very much, makes this an urgent issue for the Ramban. Okay. Marit Al-Ghazi, as I say, attacks it. Ulam lo tazov rav shina ikri yisod din zen shiur ravenu the gaba of mutter litlos kodim shchita mishul ma shakasa the tolish lahava mishum okad over migidula the tolish the kotsa lahava the tolish from the karka the tolish mei balei chayim mishum goes into the bechayim b'chon bein chivit ben bechayim ulacha shchita v'yesh lo tmoa Yerushalmi the perak kol gadol mevuar ipcha tzayid kavra which is the same as nuna. And Oda Min Hasan the Piska the Ma'abda Chole Beroda Chalos Dvash the Rabbi Lazar Chay Mishum Kotzer. This is very important, very interesting. Rabbi Eliezer's view, which is that Roda Bekaveres by the beehive, so you have a mission on the end of Uktzin. It's also a mission in Shvius, and it's quoted partly in the Gemara here in Shabbos Tzadi Hayom Adalef that Rabbi Eliezer says your Chayiv. Right? It's not mistame, and you can write a prusbal on it. That's why it's doing in Shvias. And it's doing in Uksin because it's not subject to Tuma. And Linden Shabbos, Haroda, Dvash, Mikaveres, is Chayiv. What's a Chayiv for? Oker Dabar, Migidulo. So you see from Shitas Rabbi Eliezer that Afilo Shalo Betzemach, that's a Bale Chayiv. Right? You might say Bale Chayiv because that's covered by Gozes, or the whole. You know, mechanism is different, whatever. But it's not Gidule Karka on the surface. Well, I'd say clearly, it's not Gidule Karka. It may be Bechubar, but it's not Gidule Karka. So Marit Lagazi says, number one, Shola Dagar Minayam. All right, the Ramban already said, we don't hold like that. But what about Kaveres, Rabbi Eliezer? He also has Chole in the Yerushalmi, which of course is the Yesh Omrim of, like the Yesh Omrim of Rashi. Right? Harim Purish Yerushalmi Sfirli Shekolam Mav Shokol Shem Mavdil Davar Nechiyus Okai Vishem Kotzer. That's because it's self-contained. It's not mechubar. It has been mechubar. Although, again, as we noted yesterday, there's a difference between mechubar and yinika. The fish is not mechubar, but there is pisuk yinika. The cholev, had it been, right, muvla, would have been mechubar, but there's no pisuk yinika. So the case of cholev and the case, had it been different, and the case of Yerushalmi, both have in common that kotzer goes beyond gidulei karka, but different mechayim. Mechubar in one case, pisuk yinika in the other case. Okay. The Yeshua the Rabbanah the Pligi are below, the author of the Pligi are Rabbi Eliezer, who's still in the call of any of the Mishum Shuas. Sum Mishum de Lav Mechubaru, of a double Mechubar, they would agree. And then he quotes, of course, Agamar and Kuvah. Okay. V'ulam lo tazav nashi l'sh'ol, ki l'chor nir n'yesh l'itchos, kol ha'rayah shehivi rabbeinu l'itchos ha'yerushalmi. The Masha Hedi that Tolish Kanaf Mina Oaf, Kishen Chaim, Vlov Chaim, and Tarta, Mina Ilan Rabbeinu, did not Tolish Kanaf Mina Oaf, Ubo Denu Chaim. Okay, that's another answer for Tzvi, right? How do you know that case is the animal's alive? Maybe it's dead? And I'm Gimel Medeis? That's why there's no coats there? It says, after all, the Yerushalmi, which says, Pisuk of Yenika, also quotes that Gemara, and doesn't, that Tolish Kanaf Mina Oaf, is not Chayim Mishum Kotzer. Maybe because it's dead already. Oh. So, as for the other cases, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanan, okay, basically you can look it up. Ask many very strong questions. His strongest question also is the Ramban's notion that the Sugyan Bechoros is supporting him is clearly a big problem. And as I say, the Rabban himself in Bechoros doesn't even formulate it that way. Unless you think, again, that in the end of the Sugya, once Gaziza is introduced, it's not just, well, we can drop it, but somehow there's compelling reason to do it. Again, Rabban here quotes from the beginning of the Sugya, not from the end of the Sugya. The Menachas Chinuch points out correctly in part, that the Ramban claims the Rambam as a partner in all of this, but it really isn't true. Because the Rambam never says that Katsira Dafka requires Gidulei Karka. The Rambam says, Mimokom Gidulo. Now the Minchas Sinuch doesn't expand that so much, but it just makes the Ha'ara. Then he transitions into his whole discussion, and after all, according to the Rambam, it really is Gidulei Karka in a way. Because the Rambam Shita in the Parek told the Dash and Eindisha Elabigdulei Karka that Adam and Behema are Gidulei Karka, and then the Minchas Chinuch goes on from there. Okay. But I think we could say that the first Ha'ara is correct, even if we don't accept the second. Namely, the Rambam does put this in Perikin Aleph Hilchos Shabbos, and I think, unlike the Minchas Chinuch, it's clear that the Rambam doesn't believe that there's Kotzer in Medaldo Umar B'meimo. And Ram never uses the expression of Gidulei Karka as a prerequisite in Kotzer. However, nonetheless, the Rambam thinks that there's no Kotzer in the case of Ubar. It could be that Baal Chai is Mufka, maybe because it's in Tilos Neshama, and Tilos Neshama eclipses Kotzer, or it's just different. It's just very different. Right. Correct. Yeah. Well, he doesn't say exactly that. He says atis nakol b'ka'aret and atis on inu nakol because it's not gidulav. It's not makom gidulav. Right. You have it there. That's very meduyak. I'm going to get back to this. I think people didn't notice this, but it's dafka doesn't say because it's aret. He says ein zeh makom gidulav. And then when he says atis nakol, he says it's because it's the karka. And I think Dafka is compensating for the reason I'll explain in a minute. I have a theory about that. I will tell you that the Nakov Potom of Nesh Eza Mokom Gidulo, says the Rambam. Right? the otz nakul b'chdei shorish katan hari ka'aretz v'talish min chayim. So, b'manashach. Why did they say it's not aretz in otz she'en nakul? Right? And we'll soon see. I think many of Farshim, focused on what Rambam says about otz nakul instead of focusing on what he didn't say about excluding otz she'en nakul. My personal theory is that what the Rambam really meant was, I'll explain as we go on, that otz she'en nakul is potter she'en zamakom gidul. That's the key in the Rambam. Because for the Rambam, everything is about makom gidulo. But in that case, you might have said, well, atzitz naku, is that makom gidulo? And the Rambam's answer is, because al pidin, atzitz naku, is considered to be karka, so that makes it makom gidulo. He doesn't say it though. That's all I'm saying. It's easier to say. I mean, if I wanted to say that Otzitz She'eno Nakul is not Aretz, that's much easier and much less controversial to say than to say Ein Zeh Makom Gidulo, because the seed flourished, is thriving in this little Otzitz She'eno Nakul. To say that it's Eino Gidulo, which is his interpretation of Lab Hainu Ribise, is controversial. If all I really would need to say is it's not Gidule Karka, that's a davar pasha. That's substantiated in Kol Torah Kula. We'll see in a second. If you look at Shulchan Aruch Maestros, you'll realize that it's not Aretz. If you look in Tumah, you'll see it's not Aretz. If you look in Onah and Gezel and Shavua, you'll see it's not Aretz. So for him to say something not obvious to explain Lav Hainu Rivi say, which is again the Gemara also didn't say Otzichen and Nakuv, it's not Karka. Gemara says Lav Hainu Rivi say. Rambam's interpreting Lav Hainu Rivi say means Ein Zeh Makom Gidula. Rashi said Ein Eno Shchiach Sheyiz Gadol Shah. Maybe they mean the same thing if it isn't Kalach Hayad of either Kotzer or Zareya, like we said. So I think that it's Dafka very meduyak that the key line in the Rambam is about Otzich Eino Nakuv, and you have to reread Otzich Nakuv in light of that. In terms of the Gemara too, I think it's more meduyak. I'll explain what I mean in just a minute. Okay. So to sum up on Uvar is a very crucial case. Very, very crucial case. So according to Bali Tosis, according to the simple reading of the Gemara in Bechoros, and here on Kuv Zayin of the Beis, Uvar would be Kotze. Okudav Migidula, although the Gemara expands it based on his Migihigi and Patarios, or Kamein, or whatever it is. Okay. And that expansion is to show you that you can get away from Karka. And that it's, any... Although in one case you're talking about... Even then, the difference is... But okay. That's the simple reading of Gemara. The simple reading of Gemara in Bechoros, likewise, is that Tzlisha Mechai would be Kosa. Yeah. Good, I'm glad about that. That works too. That works with what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But we have to explain what we mean by that. You could have said Megadol Sham is another way of saying it's Karka. I think though it's very meduyik in the Rambam that Mokom Gidulo is not a din in Karka. I'll explain now what I mean, but as I'm going forward. I don't think it's Pisukinika. I don't think it's Mechubar. I think it's something different. It's a unique concept specifically for Ketzira and Hakol Shabbos. And that is Mokom Gidulo. Lekula and Lechomra. I haven't seen anybody say it, but I think that's what it is. Certainly that's not what the Mechazinuch is saying, it's not what Rav Moshe Soloveitchik is saying, which we'll get to in a minute. I think it's just a different category for Ketzira. It's very meduyik in the language of the Gemara too. Oker Dover be Gidulo. Gidulo doesn't mean Gidule Karka, which is another word for Yelika Min HaKarka. And it doesn't mean Mechobar. It could end up applying to both of those for reasons that we'll explain also. But it's a separate category. But you're right. That's what he emphasizes too. Okay. So Medal de Uber B'Neim of Pashtus of the Gemaras is one thing. The Rishonim will really like to avoid it because they think that it isn't true. Bali Tosus say it's Gaziza. So does the Tosus Rib. It could be that Gaziza, we'll have to check this, is the equivalent of Ketzira, the Tzomeach Uba'aretz is Geziza for Chai and Bal Chai. But that would only be if you hold that Geziza is limited to Bachai. If you hold that it's Bein B'chaim, Bein B'acharmisa, so then of course Kaziza is more expansive than Katsira. If you explain that they really are parallel, you could explain that the B'chaim is very similar. This will sum this up when we get back to Kaziza. But, you know, one is B'chaim, that's why they're separate. Okay. And then you have Shitas HaRambam and Shitas HaRamban, which is that it is Netilas Neshama. The Ramban is Mechadesh, that it's Netilas Neshama, even though it's an Ubar, and an Ubar has no Neshama, which I think is an interesting line. Ubar has no Neshama. Number two, that doesn't stop you for Netilas Neshama. It ends up being a double Kiddush. A Kiddush in Ubar and a Kiddush in Netilas Neshama. And that is based on the link to Ketzira. And again, Eidu Shal Bidu Karka. The Rambam, on the other hand, which the Ramban identifies with, does not say that you require Bidu Karka. There's no evidence that the Rambam holds like the rest of the Ramban. Milchus Sinuch thinks he doesn't. Milchus Sinuch goes even further. We don't have to go as far as Milchus Sinuch to reject the identification. Okay. That's Ubar B'Meima. What about the other two cases of the Gemara? So they're very interesting cases. Well, the Ramban already pointed out that they're interesting cases. Everybody will have to admit that they're interesting cases, otherwise what do they have to do with Ubar B'Meima? Obviously, it's an expansion of Kotzev. And the reason it's an expansion of Kotzev is because something is going on here. It's not exactly the classic Yenika or Tzmicha Minakarka. Not Hizmi Dihigi, and not Kishusa, I'm sorry, not Pitra, rather, Mi'yuna Dechatzva. And yet the Gemara calls it Oker Davar Migidulo. So again, according to the Ramban, it's just a very interesting thing, right? It's based on Gidulei Karka, but you can get the Gidulei Karka component can come not from the Chepetz Shenekar, but from the Chepetz Sheminenu Nekar. That's a big Kiddush in the Ramban, just like the Netilas Neshama. The Hefsek Netilas Neshama can come from the, not the object that is destroyed, but the object from which it was detached. That's the Ramban's Kiddush. But if you don't hold that way, what about his Mibihigi? And what about Pitra Mi'una D'chatzva? So here, Rabbeinu Nissen Gaon does us a great turn. Daily Dani, what turn does he do us? Avi? See it? Jeremy? Sammy? What great turn does he do us? No? Noam? Everybody's looking down, but sure. Eitan? Avi? Welcome back. Ari? Daniel? What does he do for us? Eliezer? What?
Should I read it?
I guess in the second we'll have you read it, but anybody who wants to give credit to Rav Nissen Gaon? Yoni? He links the status of Keshusa and Pitra of Shabbos with the discussion about the status regarding Brachos. Meaning he's interested in what we're interested in. Meaning, what is this? Is this Gedulei Karka? Is it not? If it's Gedulei Karka, one would think that it should get a Bar Pri Adama or a Bar Pri Ha'etz. Right? If it's removed, it has no shame, Gidul Karka, then it should get a Shahakol. Okay, go ahead, Eliezer. Man
Tosh Pitura, Hakim Pitcher Shus Kiru, Misanis Brachos, Al Kimani, the Pitrios.
Kimani Pitrios, right.
Omer Shakom Yabinaro, the Hekshinu.
That's the Gemara where? Not Mem on the base?
Yes, it's Mem.
What are they up to now in the Dafyami? Mem Gimel? Okay, so everybody should leave without Rabbeinu Nissen. Everybody else should have said it. Okay, Kmein Pitarios. So the Gemara says, I think I brought it here somewhere. Okay, how does it go again? The Gemara says you make a Shahakol, right? Go ahead.
Shimon, Kmein Pitarios, Lavi Dulei Karka Nirvo. Remihu Vafilei, Parakavaye, may Ravi Merevi, may Aruf Parabi.
Why are you thinking this? Going to like Parakavaye? What did he skip? What did he skip?
The Remihu.
Yeah, but what does it say in the Remihu? Hakamein Pakariya Samashah called. Remember, the Kamein Pakariya Slav Gidulai Kaka Ninu. Right? Vatanya Hanoder Miperos Haaretz. Also the Peros Haaretz, Umuta the Kamein Pakariya. So this is very important. It's not called Peros Haaretz, that's for sure. Mushrooms. Right? Vim Omar. Kol Gidulai Karka Alai. Ah, this is very crucial. Right? If he says Kol Gidulai, not Peros, Peros Haaretz, it's not. Paris arts is not. Is it Gidulei Karka? So the if he makes a neder, called Gidulei Karka Lai, Asra Piklein of Patarios. Amrabaya, Mirba Rabu Me'ara, Minki La Yonki Me'ara. So this is very, very important. Mirba Rabi, but Minki La Yonki. There are two levels. In order to qualify for Borei Pri Ha'adama, you would have to be Minki Yonki. But to be in Hos Nadarim, to be considered Gidulei Karka, it's enough that it's Mirva Rabu. Okay? Meaning the influence of the Karka plays a role in the growth, but it's not actually Yonek Min HaKarka, a very subtle difference. In Hos Brachot, that's the difference between Hos Brachot and Nadarim. So it sounds like Gidulei Karka, not Pri Ha'aretz or Pri Ha'adama, is enough. The Gemara says, Tani al davar she'in yonek min ha'aretz. Okay. This is important for Hilchos Brachos, but it's also important for us. We're trying to figure out. The Gemara says that this is Kotzer. So at least it's Mirva Rabi min ha'aretz, even if it isn't yonek, Menak min ha'aretz. In Hilchos Nedarim, it's Gidulei Karka. In Hilchos Brachos, it's a little more removed. In Hilchos Shabbos, Yochanan. Again, according to the Ramban would say, perhaps, if we needed the Chetz itself to be Gidulei Karka, so the Nedarim isn't enough. Maybe the Hilchos Brachos determines. But since it's from a Davar, it's being removed from a Davar Shegidulei B'Karka, that's Kotzer. But the simple reading of the Gemara is the Hilchos Nedarim, meaning, it's Lashon Bnei Adam, but Lashon Bnei Adam that's objectively based, it may not be enough for Brachos. It's not Pri Ha'adama or Pri Ha'etz. It's not Pri Ha'etz. But it's Kotzer. It's Gidulei Karka. And you're removing that Mirva Rabi, apparently. So there's a kind of a pisuk as well. Or we don't care. All we care about is the pisuk. Maybe. It's hard to know. Okay, what about, this is very important. And what about, what's the other point? That's the Gemara in Eruvin. Where's the Gemara in Eruvin? Yudches? Keshusa, right? Where's the other Gemara? Yeah, Chof Kesel and Beis Neirudin. So again, read the Eliezer, read that part in the, since everybody has it in front of them, now we're going to hear him. Go ahead. An equally important case, right? Keshusa Algab, the first one was, we read out of order, Pitrios and Kameios on the Una de Chatzva. And this is the Keshusa Algabe Himi the Hizmi Vihigi.
Amar Sheshes Haiman the author of Keshusa Nehege the Hizma. Chayed Mishum Oge Del Migulo. Mishtafa prepared the Foma Arvin, Ribzera, who have a Cholish, Midirse, have a Asa Vyase, La Pisca, the Bay of Yehuda Barani. Amar Ki Chalvi Rabbanan, Eklin, Nekimayu, the Ikbo Agro,
what did the Rebbe teach regarding... What do you teach today? Amalei.
like sus already pre adama.
Oh.
Sus nami me aro for rabbi. That the kazina and dirt had lina with he with isma umisa susa.
Okay.
The character was there omer tolin as mishmerer samru mafriz rab.
Okay, so this is the question again. So he said to him that what bracha do you make on Keshusa? Bori Pri Ha'adama. Bori Pri Ha'adama means that it is viewed as Gidulei Karka. Right? So he said, Chazir is Shakol Yadavar. Amalei Adarava. This is the way the Gemara is. Ibcha Nistava. Hai Me'ara Kamarbi. The Hai Me'avira Kamarbi. Very fascinating again. This distinction probably parallel to Yanika Manakarka and Rabbi Me'avila. The Hilchasaki Yanuka, the Beirav, my Taima, Kai Gemar Peiri, Bahai Lav Gemar Peiri. My the Kamras, Hai Me'ara Karavi, Bahai Me'avira Karavi. Lowi, Kashus Nami, Me'ara Karavi, not Me'avira, but Me'ara Karavi. The Kachazina, the Katina, Leila Hizmasa, Umaisa, if you kill the Hizmi, so then the Keshusa dies as well. That's the scientific proof that the Keshusa is not just the gaining its sustenance from the Avir, but from the Ara, I guess indirectly from the Ara of the Hizmi, or the connection of the Ara to the Hizmi the Hidi. Maisa Keshusa, and so on. Okay. So basically, what these two Gemaras establish is that, again, neither Gemara links it up with the Shabbos. But the Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon does. That's why I say he did a tremendous service. He gave us point of reference for the status of these, you know, limbo kind of cases. Okay. It doesn't clarify so much in the end. In one case we have no Yanika, but Revi'a Minahara. In the other case we have a question whether it's Revi'a Minahara. The other question is Revi'a Minahara or Revi'a Minha Avira.
Also throw in the Gemara about
the
Keshusa
Karma,
that's line.
Yeah. I mean,
same thing.
Same idea. So depending on, is it Okadavra Megidula or not? Are we expanding Okadavra Megidula or not? So if we say again, it's Shahakol the end of Baron, it's only Belshon B'nei Adam that it's Gidule Karka. Right? Or Gidulei Karka doesn't really, you know, not in the Zroim sense, but in the, you know, B'nei Adam sense. That's one way. Then you would say, oh, Ubra, Afilu Ubra B'nei Ima. If we mean it to be much more specific, and really we emphasize, it, you know, practically, in one case, there is a Baru Pri Ha'adama. And in Kmein Pitario, so it's not Baru Pri Ha'adama, but at least in the Darim, it's Gidulei Karka, just like Brachos has a higher standard. So then the contrast to Uber Vimeimo is clear, and so on. Okay. Then comes the third case. Tolesh me'otzitz nakub chayiv, v'sheinu nakub patur, pasam lav hainu ribise. Halka hainu ribise. As we already noted, that's a serious problem. This is one Gemara, the distinction between otzitz nakub sheinu nakub. Now the question is, what significance is that? On the surface, einu nakub would appear to be, one would have thought, would be, be important for pisa kinika. Whatever is causing this to grow, it's the nutrients that it's linked to in the ground of the atzuts she'enanaku. So there is pisa kinika. It's tamua that there's no katsiva. So, right, if you believe pisa kinika is the b'chayin, you have to say lav hainu ribise is some exception. Again, in a shchiyah, kolachayad, something of that sort. On the other hand, if you thought that the issue wasn't piece of kinika but mechubar, or even gidulei karka, right? So then, atzit shein anakov should be obvious. I don't know why you have to say lav hainu rabi, unless that's what lav hainu rabi say means. Meaning, you know, this simply doesn't have the conditions of katsira. It's not mechubar. And it's not mechubar. So atzit shein anakov, why or what lav hainu ribise is very, very important. As for atzit nakov, That seems like a davar pashut that tolish and avos nachum is going to be chayav. Okay, that's one gemara. We already discussed Rashi. The Rambam, as we know, says two extreme things here. The atzitz nachum party says he goes further than he has to, as we just discussed, by saying atzitz nachum b'chdei shorish katan harei ka'aretz v'tolish menu chayav harei ka'aretz. On the other hand, on the Otzit Shein HaNakuv part, he says, Shein Zemokum Gidulo, that I think is much more telling. Okay, so that's, we'll hold on to that for just a second. Then there's another Gemara connected with this, and that is the Gemara on Pei Aleph Amud Beis. Okay, what is the Gemara on Pei Aleph Amud Beis? Yoni, want to read it for us quickly? There are 2 points on Pei Aleph Amud Beis that are relevant to us. You can start at the, what is it, Gufo? Jeremy? Gufo. What does it mean? Sroh Shalom Ba'asavim, even though the possibility that the Asavim will be removed, but still Mutal Kaneach Ba. Why? Based on Dovashim. The Skavim, it's not a Psikresha, etc. Possibly. On the other hand, a Tolish Min of the Shabbos, Chayiv Chatas. What does that mean? If you were to rip out the grass from the Eben, or the moss, whatever it is, to detach it, you'd be Chayiv Chatas. Okay. That's similar to, in a way, to what? To the cases that we just saw, in a way. Keshusa B'Higmi V'Higi, and Kmehin the Una the Chatzah. Neither of them are in the ground exactly, but they're connected to things that are in the ground. Right? Here too, it's a Tsror Sha'alaba Asabim, and apparently a Chayav Chatzah, so it's consistent with that. But as the Achronim asked about all these cases, so is it worse, is it better than Atzit Shein HaNakov? So at least in the other cases, his mudihigi, I'm not sure what katsva is, but it also may be a rock. But it, in terms of the connection to the karka, it seems like Otzit Shein HaNakuv. So if the point was, this is not karka, and you need karka, you need mechubar, you're lacking mechubar, why should you have katas? That's halacha number one. Halacha number two, let's continue. Amarav Papi. Oh, this is really interesting. What is it? A parpisa is, let's say, atzitz nakuv, which is algabe karka, and you create, just 1 second, atzitz nakuv algabe, let's you save us for our purposes. Yeah. Yeah, here I'm talking about mechuber the karka. Yeah, correct. You're absolutely right. Because there's no reason not to say that the zera is mechubar to the atzit shein hanakuv, to the atzit shein hanakuv. It's just that the atzit shein hanakuv is not mechubar lekarka, and therefore the zera is inside the atzit shein hanakuv. You're right. I mean, right at the moment I'm talking about mechubar lekarka, not mechubar, because atzit shein hanakuv, they say, is mechubar, it's not for the karka. Okay. You can pick it up from the ground and put it on the Yeseva. So the Gemara says, go ahead. Mask of Torah Kahana. So this is very, very important. This is that we partially discuss this halacha, the Zareya part of it. So in the Zareya part of it, we know it's a machlokas or Rishonim, whether it's Zaraisa or Rabbanan, right? Or the Rambam, or Zarua. On the Kotzer part of it, the pashas of the Gemara is that if you're Meiniach or Rabbi Yesedos from the Karka, you're Mechayiv Mishum Tolesh. Seems like it's a Chiyuv Zaraisa. And that's what the Rambam seems to quote in Perek Ches Halacha Dalid. Right? Gabshusha shall afar shalaba sabim. Higbiya melaharat vidicha gabi yasedos chai bishum tolesh. That's the simple reading of this Gemara. Hoysal gabi yasedos vidicha laharat chai bishum zareya. The Rambam also adds, by the way, next halacha that we'll discuss, we may not get it today, we'll finish on Thursday. Hatolish nehem b'shabbos chayv afafi shehen, I'm sorry, that's good. Te'enim sheyavshu b'yibayhem, b'chein ilan sheyavshu peirosav, but the, if there's no yinika anymore, but the object is still on the ground, hatolish nehem b'shabbos chayv afafi shehen ka'kurin l'nyan tuma. Okay. These are the halachos that we have to figure out here. Okay, so what does Rashi say about being meniach al gabi yisedos from the ground at Yechayev? That's only drabbanan. Why is it only drabbanan? The proof is that if the Gemara says that you're allowed to do this, so chatchila, you know, you shouldn't cover the brio, so it can't be a doraisa. Since it can't be a doraisa, so it's not dafka. That's what Rashi says. You should tolish. Tosis also holds this way. Tosis adds something, namely, Tosis links it up to Kiva.
Yes, from the
Sugya Gibbon. Yeah, from the Sugya Gibbon. I'm a Chai Makas Madis Rabbanim, Kishrash, Kinshur, Kuntris, from the Sugya in. What's the Sugya getting about?
Trumos
and Maestros. And whether or not Antitz Naku, not on the ground, but Al Gabi Yisedos, is Chayim Trumos and Maestros or not? Gemara seems to record a Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda, or say maybe it depends on Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, or maybe not, the Gemara says. Tosis says, what do you mean, maybe not? It's got to be Badai, yes, because it's from here that this is only Drabanan. You see that Al Gabi Yisedos is considered to be Mechubar. So it's got to be that it is chayiv betrumos ubemaestros. Tosis in Gittin, likewise, starts from the other vantage point. But we're still saying Gittin Akiva.
He asked from our sugya that says
same question, basically. Yeah.
Whereas here he says here in Shabbos he says mechodes and sugyas. So.
And as far as the question, it's Dichoya B'Alma, but what's the other thing that he mentions? Kain Hu Ha'emes. That what? That Otsis Agabi is saved as Chayim Trumas and Maestras. The Otsis Kimachubar, the Perka Shaleach, I mean, they call some Prusbol El Otsis Nakum. Right? Umukilah the mancha sichi. So we see from the sugya in Hashaleach also that when it comes to prosbol, after shenidakav agabi yisedos is considered to be mechuba. So basically, to sum up, what we have is in our gemara we have a distinction between after shenidakav after shenidakav. We're not sure which is the exception and which is the rule. Right? Especially the Rambam has both extremes: after shenidakav, karka; after shenidakav. Those are two opposite extremes. That's problem number one. And really, what's wrong with Atzichen and Naku if all you need is Yanika? Right? If you need Bechubar Lekarka, we understand what's wrong with it. If you need Yanika, or Bechubar La'atzmo, as opposed to Bechubar Lekarka, correct, then what's the big deal about Atzichen and Naku? Okay. Then you have the Gemara in Pe'alda from the base, where the Gemara tells us several things. Okay, number one, you can remove the Esev. If you remove the Esev from the Eben, that's a Malacha. Why should that be more Chamor than Atzot Shein HaNakuv? Right, so again, if Lav Hainu Rabbi Yisei means Lav Kedarko, great. If it means what the Rambam says, Lav Hainu Gidulo, or Ora, or you know, something of that sort, maybe also correct. We'll explain in a minute. Otherwise, it's a problem. Meaning, if the problem of Atzichen and Nakov is a problem and it's not Mechuba Lekarka, that's the problem with it. Either is Esev, however, and yet it's a malacha. Okay. And then, of course, the other point, which is that you can pick up the eben from the karka, and if you put it on the yesedos, what's going to happen is the pashas and the gemara is at yachayiv, and that's how the Rambam paskins, and Rashi and Tosis disagree. They say it has to be midrabanan. It has to be midrabanan, because otherwise, how could you pick it up to do kiduach? That's a strong question. Tosis in on Pe'alef on the base is saying also because we see in Trumas and Maestros that it's mechubar. So if it's mechubar, then picking it up from the ground, and as long as it's still mechubar, cannot be a malacha. And Tosis in Gittin adds, and Otet Sheni Lachol called Gabi Yisedos really is mechubar, the Haraya Prisbal. Okay, that's what we have, that's what we're up to so far. So according to the Bali Tosis and Rashi, everything is pretty much fine. We just need to explain the difference between Esa, Balgabe, Sror, and Otzachin and Naku, but as I say, perhaps we could say whatever we said about Hizmi, Vihigi, and Kanein, and Patarios, Otzachin and Naku is different. It's different from there, it's different for here. Fine. As for the rest of Tosas, it entails rereading the Gemara and Pialaf on base, which is not a good thing to do, but in light of Gittin, the two Gittins, and so on, it's understandable. What about Shitas HaRambam? So, here we have to note the following. Number one, this is what Moshe Soloveitchik points out in his piece, the Rambam never quotes the Heter Kinuach. If he really holds that picking up a stone with Esav on top of it from the ground constitutes, or any other, or even an Otzitznako from the ground, Pura Yisedos is Chayiv, so how can you do kinuach with it? So the Rambam never quotes that Gemara. The truth is, there's another Gemara that the Rambam doesn't quote, which he doesn't mention in that piece. Maybe I think Rav Moshe Soloveitchik wrote a lot about Otzitz. I have to check again about Otzitz Nakov and Einu Nakov and some of the new Sfarim that have come out. I told you to look at the piece in Kovetz Kiddushei Torah. But as I recall, there are several other pieces. He was very into Otzitz Nakov and Einu Nakov. So in the Kiddushei Gram, I think there are pieces, and the Gram Bahagrid, there are pieces. It could be that he expands on it. But at least in that piece, he doesn't mention that the Rambam does not quote the Prosbol Gemara either. And what Tosis brings is a raya for Trumas and Maestros, the Rambam does not quote. Rambam says that Prosbol can be written on an otzitz naku val gabe yisedas. It doesn't have that halacha in Perek Pesach Shmita. But the Rambam does have the halacha that when it comes to Trumas and Maestros, otzitz naku val gabe yisedas is subject to Trumas and Maestros, that he certainly has. So the question arises, if that is true, then he has a nichus bikurim. And I think it's Hilchos Trumos, Hilchos Bikurim base test. So if that's true, then why aren't the Bali Tosis correct? Namely, if you're Chayiv Trumos and Maestros, even I'll got the Yesedos, and if you pick it up from the ground and you put it on the Yesedos, what should be the big deal? Why should it be Chayiv Chatos, Daraisa? That's the problem. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik has this interesting analysis and answer. Who saw it? No one saw it? I did assign it. Akiva?
It's a chalik between Yonik Minakarka and Mechubar.
Yeah. There are two dinim. One is Mechubar and Talush, and the other is Gidule Karka, which depends on Yonika. What he argues is that the chiddush of Otzitz Nakuv is a dual chiddush. Number one, Otzitz Nakuv is Gidulei Karka, it's Yonik, Mina Karka. And number two, Otzitz Nakuv is considered Mechubar LaKarka. However, he says, these are two different dinim. Yonika is Koveya with regard to Kedushas Aretz, Trumos Maestros, Kala, all that depends on Yenika, Gidule Karka. Tuma, for example, depends on Mechuba Lakarka, Mechuba and Talish. So he says, for example, what about,
Doesn't the Rambam say that a dried fruit on a shrew is a kulin?
Correct, I'll get to that. And is what?
Kulin.
And yet a kai for Shabbos. Yeah. Yeah. So we'll get to that. I think it's a big problem for him, I agree. He doesn't relate to it in the piece. Again, maybe in one of the other Otsusnapov discussions he does. I forgot to check them all out. But I agree with you. I think it'll help me, but it's not going to help so much for Moshe Soloveitchik. I'm not sure what he does here. And not only that, the Rambam really feels it's Yavish, as opposed to the Bali Tosis, who say it's Tzomum, but not Yavish. We'll get to that. And it's the same halacha. No, that's the next halacha. That's not. Okay. So basically, his argument is as follows. There's Yanika, which is Gidulei Karka, and then there is Mechubar and Talush, which is Tuma. So he says, Otzitz Nakuv has both dinim. Otzitz Nakuv on the ground has both dinim. Otzitz Nakuv al Gabe Yesedos is Yonik Minakarka, it's Gidule Karka, but it's not Mechubala Karka. This he tries to prove in general that what is the Rambam Shita about Avira Karavu. And we had a touch of this Avira Karavu idea in the Sivis and Erevin and Brachos that we just mentioned. Right? Avira Karavu, Ara Karavu, but it's not actually Yonek Minakarka. There's no Yenika Minakarka directly, but it's Ara or Avira de Karka Karavu. So he tries to prove, based on the Rambam, Menuchos Tumas Ochlin, based on Lachates, is if you have an Otzitz She'eno Nakuv, let's say. Right, so to the extent that it's encased in the structure of the otzitz, and it's not helpful because it's enonaku, so it is cut off from everything. Right, it's not yonek minakarka, and it's certainly not chubar lakarka. But let's say it grows, flourishes, and now it spreads its not wings, but its tentacles, tendrils. What does one spread in the plant? Tendrils. What about the German? Yeah. Okay. Tendrils, I think, right? Tendrils? Anybody who's read science fiction probably knows this. The biggest horror of, is the spreading of these tendrils? I think so. Okay. Michutz the encasement of the atzit. So now it's over the karka. So what is its status at that point? So what Moshe Alex tries to prove is that l'inyan tuma, it doesn't help. L'inyan tuma, it's not mechubar. It's mekabel tuma. But l'inyan chiv truma semaitros, that would be like, let's say ikaro ba'aretz v'nofo b'chutz la'aretz. We have a tree on the border. So the ikar is in Eretz Yisrael, and the nof, the branches are in Chutz La'aretz. This is Rambam Paskins, based on the Gemara, that if you say basa nofo, we say basa nofo as leinon, and it's part of Mitrumas Ma'isros, meaning avira karavu determines with regard to Trumas Ma'isros, even though avira karavu does not determine with regard to tuma. Why? Because it is yonek minakarka, and therefore it's called gidule karka, even though it isn't touching the karka, but it's not mechubal karka. So basically it says the same thing would be true for atzitz nakuv al gabi yesedos. It's not mechubal karka, but it is yonek minakarka, it's gidule karka. Okay. So if this is the case, so then we can explain what's going on here? Atzitz nakuv al gabe yesedos, le'inyan trumas maestros, is considered to be yoning. Therefore, you chayv trumas ma'isros. That's the sugya in Gittin, Dav Zayin with this. But with regard to the question whether it's mechubar or not, the answer is it's not. Again, I mentioned, although he doesn't mention it in this particular piece, the Rambam doesn't paskin or doesn't quote that prusbul can be written on atzitz nakuv al gabe yesedos. That depends on mechubar, not on gidulei karka. Oh, so then if you say that Tolesh v'Shabbos depends on Mechubar v'Talush, so then when you pick up the object from the ground and you put it on the Yesedos, you've been Tolesh Mechubar. And you should be Chayev. Even though you'd still be Chayev for Trumas and Maestros. So that's the pshat, that's the suggestion of how to read Shita Sarabah. Then he goes on to say, one could have said, to yourselves in Tosefta, that Avira Karavile is also Mechubar. But that's not Shita Sarabah. Okay. I just think that's interesting because he's suggesting that Avira Karavi could work not just because Yanika will be enough, but because even in Mechubar we're not sure exactly where to draw the line. That's a suggestion in the Rambam. Okay. Now, however, in the continuation, the final part of the piece, he says, however, I have one problem. That is, that what do you do with the other part of the Gemara in the Pe'ala from the base? Which is, that if you were Tolesh Asabim Min Ha'eben Min Atzor, right, you'd be Chayev Chatas. So Bishlam, according to, he says like this, Bishlam, according to the other Rishonim who think that If you get your nourishment from the avir ara or whatever it is, so he says, okay, no big deal, that's mechubar too, and therefore it's kotzer. According to what we're saying from the Rambam, which is that kotzer requires talush mina mechubar, and it's not considered mechubar if it's not an otzitz nakuv on the ground, so tzror is not different than Otzitz She'ena Nakuv, one would think, and therefore it's already Talush, and if it's already Talush, how do you get Kotzer? That's the question that he asks. So his answer is a very big Chiddush. His answer basically is that we would have said Avira Ravi would also be Mechubar. The only time we don't say it is in Otzitz She'eino Nakuv. And that's because the Otzitz is a Kli. And the Kli interferes Al-Pidin. Not physically. It's a Hefsek. It breaks the status of Mechubar. And that's his idea. I guess either Al-Gabi Yesedos, where there's a physical gap, or a kli, you don't need to actually be connected to the karka to be considered mechubar, but you can have a mafsik. And a kli is a mafsik, even if it's on the ground, and I guess yisedos are always the avir's mafsik. In that sense, sror is better than otzachin and nakar. That's his analysis. Okay. End of analysis. Now, I think, however, that one could, this is all based on the assumption that according to the Rambam, what is Koveya Nukl Shabbos? Just as what is Koveya Nukl Tuma? Mechubar. Problem with this is twofold. Number one, the question that was just raised, right? What about Perak Ches Halacha Dalet in the Rambam? Where the Rambam says, Te'enim Shiyov Shu Bivehen, V'chein Ilan Shiyov Shu Peirosav, Atolishven B'Shabbos Chayim, Afapi Shehein Ka'akurim Inyan Tuma. Something that is Talush L'Inyan Tuma, but nonetheless, Tolish Mem B'Shabbos is Chayiv. Moreover, getting back to the language of the Rambam before, a Tolish Matzah Shenidak of Potem Ibn Eish Ein Zemokom Gidulo is still a problem. Not Ein Zemokom Gidulo, Ein Zemechubar. Moreover, the Rambam never said what the Ramban says, that you need Gidulei Karka, The Rambam certainly never said that kotzer requires mechubar. And even the Ramban doesn't say it requires mechubar. Look, I'm talking about mechubar lekarka for the moment. It's good that you sensitize me, correct. Mechubar lekarka. So according to Moshe Soloveitchik's analysis, which is, I think, superb in all respects, but in terms of the Hilchos Shabbos part of it, where's the requirement of mechubar here? So I think that the alternative approach is to go back to what we said before. That is that for the Rambam, kotzer and Shabbos is a category in its own right. And it's very meduyak, he always says it, both in Perek Zion, Lak or Dover Migidulov Niskabe, and in Perek Ches, Kol Ha'okar Dover Migidulov, Migidulov Chayim Mishim Kotzer. Lefikach, what do you mean Lefikach? Ha'kotzer Gagogaras Chayim. The Tolish told us Kotzer. The Kol Ha'okar Dover Migidulov Chayim Mishim Kotzer. Strange, you should have started off by saying Kol Ha'okar Dover Migidulov Chayim Mishim Kotzer, and then give the examples. The Avos, the Toldos, what does he really do? The Av and the Tolda, then the definition, repeated from before, Kol Ha'okar Dover Migidulov Chayim Kotzer. Lefikach, what do you mean lefikach? Lefikach what? And what's a lefikach? Tzror she'olah bo'asavim, v'kashus she'olah v'sneh, v'asavim she'tzomcho, gabi chavis, all the cases which don't qualify in Hilchos Brachos, or are problematic at least in Hilchos Brachos, and in Hilchos Trumos u'Maisros, v'hatolesh mehen chayiv she'zeh mokom gidulon. But it's very meduyah. Because the Rambam is saying kotzer isn't what you might think it is, Pisuk Hayinika, Tlisha Min HaMechubar. Right? What it really is Oker Mimokom Gidulo. And therefore, it expands to cases which aren't, never mind, they're not Mechubar. They're not Gidule Karka necessarily either. Avala Tolish Miyatza Sheinu Nakum Patur, also Shein Zemokom Gidulo. The problem with Atzat Sheinu Nakuv isn't that it's not Mechubar and that it's not Yonek. It is Yonek. It's not Mechubar. But that isn't the problem. The problem is that's not considered Makom Gidulo. It may technically be the Gidul of this particular thing, but it's not. Oh, that's not a Makom Gidul. That's not where you where Zroim are normally grown. The Atzat Nakuv, say, it has a hole in the bottom. It doesn't have a hole in the bottom. Either way, it seems like an artificial environment for Zroim. Zroim belong on the ground. Right? We're purists. So the Rambam says, yeah, but if it has Nakuv, Kadei Shorish Katan, Harei Ka'aretz, that is Al-Pidin, that's not Zroim in a Kli. It's not fish in a bowl. Right? Al-Pidin, that's Zera Bakarka. That's the point of the Rambam. Not that you need Atzitz Nakuv. But Atzat Nakuv doesn't have the chisaron that Atzat Sheinu Nakuv. In a way, but Ramosha Soloveitchik's idea, I'm applying it in a totally different way. He was saying Atzat Sheinu Nakuv, but if the things are outside of the framework of the Atzat, so, you know, what should be that should be even Mechubar? The answer is, the fact that they're in a Kli, that makes it worse. That's Mafkiya. And there's something like that in the Rambam here. The Rambam's saying, but Atzat Sheinu Nakuv, Atzat Nakuv, that's Kikarka. Otherwise, it's a problem of Makom Gidulo. So, for the Rambam, let's consider the following. Till now, we've been saying, if you pick it up from the ground, right, and you put it on the Asedos, such a depend. If it was Trumos u'Maisros, that's considered Yanika, or even more so, if it's considered Mechubar, so you haven't done anything, you can only be Drabbanan. But according to what we're saying now, it's not such a double question at all. Let's say we were to say that Atzitz Nakuv al Gabi Yesedos was full Yanika. And let's say, by the way, I'm not going to argue with Ramosha Soloveitchik, but I don't think you need it necessarily. Let's say we were to say that Atzitz Nakuv al Gabi Yesedos is even Mechubar, because the Avira, the Rabbi, is also Mechubar. But I still might argue that it's Oker Dover Megidulo. There are kulas and chumras here. Till now, the Rambam is speaking about the chumras of it. The chumras are You can expand Ok Dover Migidulo, doesn't have to be defined by Mechubar or even by Gidule Karka. As long as it's Mokum Gidulo, you take it from there, that's Katsira, either that's the Chalos Katsira or that's called Maisa Katsira, is defined that way, however you want to explain it. Right? And Otzitz Chain, and Naku, we already have the beginnings of it because it isn't considered Mokum Gidulo. Right? And therefore, even though there's Pisuk Yanika, you're going to be Potter. But then comes the continuation. Well, let's first look at this case. Gabshusha shall offer Sha'alaba Savim, Higbiya Me'al Haaretz, V'nichal Gab Yasedos, Chayiv Mishum Tolesh. Even if it had, let's say there's no Pisuk Yanika. And let's say it's still even Mechubar. But isn't he Oker Davar Migidulo from Mokum Gidulo? The Mokum Gidulo was the Karka. It's an open question, even if it's Mechubar, to say, so it's still Mechubar the Karka, but it's new Mechubar the Karka in a way. It doesn't lose its status in terms of Maestros, maybe, but is it Mokum Gidulo in terms of beginning of its growth? It's still a Maisa Katsira. But the Bali Tosfos make a huge assumption when they say that just because you're chayiv in Trumas and Maestros, you continue to be chayiv and nothing happened. You can be chayiv in Trumas and Maestros because it's still connected enough to the Karka or through the Yanika, but on several levels. Number one, the Tzlishom and the Mechubar could be enough, even if it's still Yanika. And number two, even if it's still Mechubar. Right, but there's still a Maisa Katsira and a Chashabas. It's still Akiras Makom Gidulo from the place that it got its initial growth from. You could argue and say, no, it's not. If it's Mechubar, it's also Makum, it's an extension of Makum Gidulo. It's like a plastic or an elastic Makum Gidulo. As long as it continues to be Mechubar, you're just stretching it. You could say that too. But you don't have to say it. In which case, let me say something further. We spoke yesterday about, do you have to choose Yanika and or Mechubar? I might say that if it's Maisa Katsira slash, I'm not sure if these are two different things or the same, Oker Dover, Migidulo, so it could express itself in more than one way. Not because there are two tracks. Any significant change that takes in the Maisa or the Cheftza that changes the previous status of Mokom Gidulo, that disrupts it, that is traumatic in any way, if it's no longer Mechubar, even if it's Yonek, or if it's still Mechubar, but it's no longer Yonik. I might say that I might say that you require both, theoretically, as long as it's either Yonik or Mechubar, it's Makum Gidula. And to break it, you have to break both. Or I might say, any dilution of its previous status as one or the other constitutes an act of a significant act of Katsir, Vakiras, Dabar, Gidulo. So then I can have my cake and eat it too. Sometimes Tolush and Mechubar, sometimes Yanika and Pisuk Yanika. But not because they're two dinim, but because these are two expressions of the same concept. So then, when we move to the next point, Hoysal Gav Yesedus and Nichal Aretz Chai Mishum Zareya. For example, let's say you were to take it now from the Yesedos, right? And to put it somewhere where there's no longer Yanika. Right, put it in a Latzit Shein or Nakub, I don't know, whatever. So would you be chai for that too? According to Moshe Soloveitchik's analysis that for the Rambam, Katsira, never mind Gidulei Karka, he's more than the Rambam. He requires Mechubar. The answer is certainly not. The Tlishom from Mechubar ends it. According to what I'm saying, it's even possible, not only could you say, it depends on your initial act. Your initial act of breaking Mechubar is kotzer, your initial act of breaking Pisuk Yanika is going to be kotzer. But maybe even in the same process. It's two phases or two acts of Oker Dover, Migidulo. I'm not sure. But then comes the next line. Te'enim she'al shubideim, v'cheinilon she'al shubkeirosav, atolishmem shabbos chayiv av v'sheina kakurin linyan tuba. So if you look at the Gemara in Chulin Daf Kukov Zayin, I guess I should stop. Okay, we'll pick up with this. What I want to say is that even though the Rambam is talking about Yavesh, Tosfos in Kufnu and Amud Beis says, no, it's Mukin. If it was Yavesh, you would not be Chayiv because there's no Pisuk Yanika. Maybe it's not even Mechubar. I don't know whether it's definitely no Yanika anymore. Once it's Yavesh Lagami. Is it Mechubar still? Questionable. like another Omdus Libatzer, but even more so. What I'd like to suggest is that for the Rambam, who's clearly talking about even Yavesh, we maybe even go be able to have an Akiras Dover Migidulo, even if it's already Ka'akur, and there's no Yanika. Because it's still Akiras, it's still an initiative that takes it from Makom Gidulo. And maybe that's the shot in the final line of the Rambam. A feel that it's Kakur in the Nintim, which according to Moshe Soloveitchik, should be a serious problem. Okay, we'll finish up with these in Yom on Thursday. Tomorrow is at Yom Yun. Everybody is invited and encouraged to go. Oh yeah, remind me. There.
We would say that.